天早上我请弟兄姊妹一起来读约翰福音。
Let us turn to the book of John this morning.
请大家再一起来读约翰福音，从第一节到第三节。
We read John chapter 1.
我们先读第一节到第三节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 3.
好，弟兄姊妹，请打开圣经一起来读好吧。
Let us open our Bible and let's read together.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。我们请用英文再读一遍好吧。
Okay. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
好，我们再读同一章。
Let's read again the same chapter.
读十四节。
Verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们再读第十五节到十八节。
Let us continue reading verse 15 through 18.
约翰为他做见证，喊着说，这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前，从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Verse 15 through 18. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
我们再读约翰福音三章十六节。
Let's read John 3:16.
我想很多人不需要翻到那里哈，应该都会背，大人小孩都会背。我们一起来背好不好
？Probably don't even have to turn there. Let's all memorize together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。哈利路亚。
Amen.
啊，我想 Ferguson 弟兄应该以我们为荣，每个人都会背三约翰福音三章十六节。
I think Brother Steve should be very proud of us because we all can memorize that John 3:16.
这里提到一个字叫做独生子。
Here we mention one word is the only begotten.
他叫做父的独生子。
The only begotten son of the father.
他叫父怀里的独生子。
He said that the only begotten son is in who is in the bosom of our father.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个约翰特别用的一个字。
This is a very special word that John used.
你看所有圣经里面，只有约翰福音里面讲到父怀里的独生子，还有约翰一书里面提到父怀里的独生子。
Only in the gospel according to John and and the first John that mentioned this word is this son in his father's bosom.
所以我们要问，到底父的独生子是什么意思
？So we want to ask, what does it exactly mean?
最好我们应该问问约翰。约翰，你说父怀里的独生子是什么意思
？It would be best if we can ask John himself.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们对于父怀里的独生子这个词有什么样的了解
？Now I don't know what kind of a understanding do you have for this kind of for this phrase.
也许有些人想起圣诞节你看见的画片，对不对？
Maybe that reminds you of the cards that you saw in the Christmas cards.
一个小 baby 生在马槽里面，是不是这样
？Maybe it's like a little baby in the manger.
但是这里讲父怀里的独生子，不是指的一个 baby， 这是一个小孩子。
But here, when we mention the only begotten son in the father's bosom, does not only mean a little baby.
因为这里讲父怀里的独生子要把神的荣光显明出来。
But here, the son will shine forth God's glory.
因为父怀里的独生子要把恩典和真理显明出来。
And he shall bring us grace and truth.
所以我想我们想象力中间不能把父怀里的独生子老是想成一个小 baby.
So in our imagination, we cannot just limit him as a little baby.
那么什么叫做荣光呢
？So what does it mean by this by the word glory?
有些人是以为荣光好像画片里面一个光圈在头上，是不是
？So some will imagine that this glory means that little halo, in the Christmas card.
那你知道这个荣光是画不出来的。
Because this glory, nobody can paint out.
你见过荣光没有
？Now have you ever seen glory?
所以那些画家用他丰富的想象力在画片里面画一个圈圈画一个金光闪闪在头上好像冠冕一样
So that the artist just uses imagination and painting out this halo like a little crown on top of someone
这个不是约翰所说荣光的意思
But this is not what John mentioned
这是我们用丰富的想象力因为讲不出来因为写不出来因为画不出来只好画出来假装或者想象中有这么一个荣光。
This is beyond our imagination, so and beyond our comprehension, so we just imagine this is this must be it.
但是我们要注意这里第一章第十四节那里讲的话。
But we have to pay attention to the 14th verse in the first chapter.
他说我们也见过他的荣光。
He says,
正是父独生子的荣光。
And here he said, we beheld his glory.Exactly, that is the glory of the only begotten Son in the, who is in the Father's bosom.
好像这一句话的意思就是说，因为看见这个荣光，我们能够认同，能够确定，能够认出来，这是父的独生子。
As if after we beheld that glory, then we can really identify him to be the only begotten Son of our Father.
所以弟兄姊妹们，到底父的独生子，他的荣光怎么回事？
So, how does this glory is supposed to be?
我们要想一想旧约里面到底父的荣光怎么样彰显出来
So let's refer back to the Old Testament. What is the glory of our Father?
换句话说当约翰看见了在耶稣基督身上这个道成了肉身所显出来的荣光之后
That means after that John beheld this glory, this Jesus the become flesh,
他就能够认同因为这个荣光相同这一位就是
And then somehow, because he can identify, this is the glory of the Father, so he can identify this as the glory from the only begotten Son.
弟兄姊妹们，在旧约里面，神的荣光显现也不是经常有的事。
Now, in the Old Testament time, it's not a very usual thing that God show forth his glory.
我们读旧约发现有几次神的荣光向着他的百姓显现。
There's a few times in the Old Testament that we see that God showed his glory to his people.
我们看见在旧约里面有几个人曾经看见父的荣光
And there's just a handful of person in the Old Testament time saw that glory、
哦、今天我们不一样每一个人到了约翰福音都能看见在耶稣基督身上我们能看见这个荣光
But then it's so different today through this book that through the eyes of, through John's eyes that we can all see this glory of the Son
弟兄姊妹们，父的荣光在旧约里面怎么样显现
？Now, what kind of a glory is it? Is the glory of the Father, which was shined forth in the Old Testament time?
我们想起在摩西的时候，他曾经见过父的荣耀，
神
的荣耀。
Remember in the time of Moses that he did beheld,
behold the glory of God. 神是借着他同在的烟云，一个特别的英文字，特别的希腊文字，啊不，希伯来文叫做 Shekinah glory。
And that glory was described in the Old Testament time. Used a very special word. It's Shekinah glory.
这个字特别的意思就是专一指的神同在的时候所有烟云笼罩的情形。
And it's a very special word that describes during the time when the God shined forth His glory and all the smoke and the cloud.
也许我们想象那个图片上画的金圈、金光圈，不是很清楚的条纹，是模模糊糊，但是光散布在全地。
But maybe we can imagine it's just like a halo, but it was not so distinct, but rather a very vast and a great light just shine upon all the earth.
当神同在烟云出现的时候，摩西就说：“耶和华在这里。”
Now, when God's cloud of glory was there, then Moses can claim God is here.
他们建立会幕在那里要敬拜神的时候
When they were building the tabernacle and to worship God
怎么知道神在这里接受他们的敬拜
How do they know that God is there to receive their worship
他们怎么能说摩西讲的话就算数摩西说哦神在这里他们就说神在这里是这样吗
How can they just simply trust Moses' declaration when he said that God is here
啊，今天很多时候我们问旧约的时候他们对于神的认识怎么样经历怎么样认同神的同在
So today we have a lot of questions because in the Old Testament time, how do they know God's presence? How can they identify that?
但是你看圣经里面记载，当这个神同在烟云降临在会幕中间的时候，他们不需要等到摩西在那里宣布，他们个个都开始在那里匍匐敬拜神。
But you can see it right in the scripture that when God's glory shined upon them. They don't even have to wait for Moses to identify that. They immediately bow down and worship.
今天我们新约的人有圣灵的经历。
Today in the New Testament time, we have the Spirit, we have the experience of the Holy Spirit.
当我们在这里唱诗敬拜，我们觉得神同在的时候，我们就像说，耶稣啊，我爱你，我匍匐在你的面前敬拜你。
It's just like when we are singing and we can feel His presence, so that we sing that Lord Jesus, we bow down before you.
为什么？因为我们心里面从深处有一个了解，有一个认同，知道神在这里。
Because from the very depths of our heart, we have this identity, we can identify that we can recognize God's presence.
在旧约里面，就借着神同在的烟云显出来，证明耶和华降临在他的会众中间。
In the Old Testament time, it has to be proved by that special cloud, that was descending upon them.
圣经里面记载，当摩西的会幕刚刚立起来的时候，祭司正要在会幕里敬拜的时候。
And it was recorded as when the tabernacle of Moses was first established, when the priest was right there, it's just about to worship him, worship the Lord.
神同在的烟云降临，浓厚的一个地步，厉害的一个程度，祭司不能站立供职。
It says there that the presence of the Lord, that smoke, that glory was so heavy that they cannot even stand to worship. So in the Old Testament time, all these people, they do recognize, they know what is the glory of God.
那一个时代过去，有很多人他们离开神，他们看不见神的荣耀，他们就犯罪，他们就背叛神，行各样邪逆的事情。
After that age has passed, and a lot of people did not know the Lord, so they fall into sin and committing all kinds of committing all kinds of sins.
所以我们就知道神的同在是给他们一种敬拜的力量，给他们一种爱慕的力量，给他们一种分别为圣的力量。
So we do know that the presence of the Lord give them the strength to adore the Lord, and to worship the Lord.
To separate
themselves, to be holy.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天神的同在，那个荣耀在神儿女中间出现，是一个最重要的事情。
So that today, in our midst.The presence of the Lord is the most important thing.
你看旧约里面，他们又有一次复兴的时候。
In the Old Testament time, you can see that when they were having a revival.
比如说所罗门的时代。
For instance, in the time of Solomon.
当他们定义来为耶和华建殿的时候。
When they decided that when they make up their mind to build a temple for the Lord.
这是神儿女的奉献的结果。
That is the result of God's children's offering.
从大卫的教导开始，他们全心的为主摆上预备建造圣殿的材料。
And ever since the teaching of David, they all understand that they are preparing all these materials to build God's temple.
一直到所罗门的时候建成了。
Until the time of Solomon, the temple was built.
你看所罗门在那里祷告献殿的时候，又是神同在的烟云进来。
And then you remember during the time when they dedicate that temple to the Lord, and during the prayer of Solomon, that God's glory just filled the place once more.
弟兄姊妹，你看摩西的时代到所罗门的时代当中，不晓得经过多少代。
Now you see, there's so many generations passed between Moses' time and Solomon.
那些在摩西的时候见过神同在烟云的人都不在了。
All those people who have seen the glory, glorious cloud of the Lord, has all passed away long time ago.
一直到所罗门的时候，再一次献殿的时候，神同在烟云降临，奇怪，他们每个人都认识。
Until the time of Solomon, when God's glory appeared to them again, it's so wonderful that everybody recognized it immediately.
没有人说，哎，是不是这是神的同在？没有问题，一定是神的同在。
Nobody doubts whether that is the presence of the Lord.
啊，不过有人说可能是别的吧，是不是那里烧火所以有烟过来，不是这样情形。
And nobody would doubt it, say, oh, it's probably not, it's probably because it was on fire somewhere. Nobody had that kind of doubt.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神的同在是一个非常特别的事情。
So this the presence of the Lord is a very very unique thing.
在旧约里面，每一次神显现的时候产生大的冲击，神的儿女在他的面前流泪欢呼赞美感动。
So in the Old Testament time, whenever that happened, that God's people just cheer and shout and shed tears, and was deeply touched. Because their heart was filled with joy because they know that God is among them.
这个同在的力量也是引导他们侍奉神的一个基本条件。
And that is the basic strength, the motivation for them to serve God.
可是以色列人历史告诉我们，他们常常离开神。
But through the history, we do know that Israelites always depart from the Lord.
圣经里面，旧约里面最后一次出现神的同在是在以西结书里面。
The very last time when God showed His glory is in the book of Ezekiel.
神的荣耀充满在圣殿里面，但是他从圣殿里面上升上去了。
God's glory did appear in the temple, but then the glory just ascended.
弟兄姊妹们，我不是讲一些故事，是真正的这样事情发生。
I'm not just telling you a story because this is what actually happened.
神的荣耀不愿意离开他的百姓。
The Lord's God's glory, His presence does not really want to depart from His people.
但是以色列的百姓因为犯罪的结果。
But because the people are sin against God.
因为他们没有真诚的归向神。
Because they do not have this true heart, true repentant heart.
神的同在，神同在的烟云，且行且远，一下子停下来，好像在。不舍得离开耶路撒冷。
So the God's presence, this cloud just gradually depart from Jerusalem, as if He really does not really want to depart from His people.
他留在圣殿周围停一停。
He left the temple and stayed a little.
他出了东门，在那里停一停。
He left the east gate and then stayed a little.
一直到离开耶路撒冷之前，在那里还等候神的儿女回头。
Until it was reaching the edge of Jerusalem, still kind of waiting there for His people.
弟兄姊妹们，当神的同在荣耀离开之后
，Brothers and sisters, when God's presence is gone,
以色列人不认识神的同在。
Israeli people no longer can recognize God's presence.
以色列人不能认识神的荣耀。
They could not behold His they cannot see His glory.
当中经过被掳，经过归回。
Then they go through the captivity and they go through the returning to the land.
我们想一个非常特别的问题。
So here we're dealing with a very special question here.
当耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候。
When Jesus came down in flesh.
这位记载约翰福音的约翰。
This John who wrote the gospel according to John.
记载到那个施洗的约翰。来为耶稣做见证的时候
and when he recorded that John the Baptist starting to witness for the Lord for Jesus
他如何能知道这是神的荣光这是神独生儿子的荣耀
now how could John understand this is the God's only begotten son and this is the son in God in the Father's bosom
弟兄姊妹你们我想到的问题我就觉得非常的惊奇
now when I come across this question, I'm very, very amazed.
我不能明白约翰从哪里明白这些事情。
We just don't have any clue how does John understand things like this.
但是约翰有他的线索留给我们。
But then we could find out how he knows.
我们仔细读约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。充充满满的有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
It's just in verse 14 and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us and we beheld his glory the glory as of the only begotten of the Father full of grace and truth
换句话说这里说在恩典和真理的丰满里面我们看见了就知道这是神的独生儿子
So in other words, in the fullness of his grace and truth that when we see, then we understand and we recognize that is God's only begotten son
那么什么叫独生儿子
So what does that mean to be the only begotten son?
独生儿子讲到神的爱
He's talking about his love
我想很多弟兄姊妹可能你生来是独子
Maybe some of you were born to be an only son
你一定知道父母亲对你的爱
You know for sure how your parents love you
没有任何其他兄弟姊妹和你分享
And there's no other brother and sister to share that love
也许你只有一个儿子
Maybe you are the only son
这个儿子你在他身上你把所有的爱都投注下去
Maybe you have only one son and you give him all your love
所以你知道独生的儿子怎样享受父母的爱
So you can really understand that the only son how much he enjoyed God's love, his parents' love.
我太太的哥哥就是我的内兄。
My wife's brother, who's my brother-in-law.
你晓得他是八代单传的儿子，了不起啊
！He is the only son for eight generations.
他的儿子是九代单传的儿子。
So his son is the only son for nine generations.
了不起，真是了不起。
But this is tremendous.
哎呀，好多这个九代十代单传的儿子可能会相当被宠坏。
So we can tell that all that kind of a son can really get spoiled in the family.
但弟兄姊妹们，这里圣经里讲到独生儿子的时候，还不是讲到这个爱的问题。
But here, when we talk about the only begotten son in the Bible, not just talk about love.
你知道在创世纪二十四章里面，当神要求亚伯拉罕献儿子，他说你的儿子，你独生的儿子，就是你所爱的以撒。亚伯拉罕受不了。
In the Genesis chapter 24, we all know that when God wants Abraham to sacrifice his son, he mentioned
your only son, the son
that you love most.
但弟兄姊妹们，这里神的独生子，今天在约翰福音里面讲的，不是讲的爱的问题。
But here we're not just talking about love.
也不是讲到继承产业的问题。
And it's not only talking about the inheritance.
你知道独生的儿子接受父亲所有的产业，没有人跟他分的。
God, we all know that the only son will inherit all the inheritance from the father.
你看亚伯拉罕怎样对待以撒。
You see how Abraham treated Isaac.
他其他的儿子都不是他自己独生子，都赶出去。
Because all the other sons are not really his son, so they were all chased away.
只有这个以撒要承继父亲所有的产业。
Isaac is the only one who will inherit all the father's belongings.
你们这里做独生子的有福了，是不是？
All you only sons are really blessed.
你的父母这么辛苦努力所积攒的财宝都要归给你了，对不对？
Because all your father's hard work, all your parents' hard work and everything will be given to you.
这里有多少独生子晓得自己独特的身份地位，等候遗产的？不会吧？不是这样。
How many of you are like that, waiting for this inheritance among us?
弟兄姊妹们，但是独生子也不在这里，约翰福音也不是讲到遗产的问题。
But here, we're not really talking about the inheritance.
在这里，独生的儿子讲到他和父亲生命的相像，完全相同。
Here, we're talking about the total resemblance of the life that he has with his father.
像父亲，这是独生子的权利。
Because he is just like his father. That is the one privilege an only son would have.
弟兄姊妹，你看见一件稀奇的事情啊，当你称赞别人的儿子，哎呀，好像爸爸的时候，爸爸的心里真的非常非常欢喜。
If you should admire a son who looks just like his father, and the father's really happy.
你说，哎，这个小孩子是谁的孩子？我一看就知道，他的无底兄的儿子，因为他像他嘛。
Because if you say, hey, this kid, now, just by looking at him, I know whose son that is, because he looks exactly like his father.
你看胡弟兄在那笑起来，
smiling there.
你不能掩藏那个父亲的喜悦。
Because
当你说到他的儿子像他的时候
，because you cannot hide the joy in the father.When you were mentioned that his son looks like him.
弟兄姊妹，这里你看，约翰福音所讲的神独生儿子的意思，他说是父怀里的独生子，要把父神完全的显明出来。
So that here, when we mention about this only begotten son in God in the Father's bosom, that means that he is the one that will show forth all the glory that is in the Lord.
从约翰福音三章十六节里面，我们知道耶稣基督神的独生子有一个大的使命。
From John 3:16, we all know this only begotten son has a great commission.
而我一想到这个大的使命的时候，我心里面实在是感谢神、敬拜神，并且吸取神伟大的恩典。
When I think about this commission, my heart just cannot help but worship Him, but worship the Lord, and was just totally amazed.
为什么约翰福音三章十六节告诉我们说？他把他的独生子赐给我们，为我们成全十字架的救恩。
He gave his only begotten son so that he can accomplish the salvation on the cross.
但是在他完成救恩之前，约翰福音一章十四节和十七节讲到十八节讲到更重要的事情。
But before he accomplished this salvation in John 1:15-18, he talked about another thing that's also important.
他说父的独生子来到地上有一个大的使命是什么？
Because there's a great commission for this only begotten son to come to this earth.
要把父神表明出来。
Is to show forth God the Father.
怎么样表明父神？
Now how does Jesus signify the Lord?
要从他身上彰显出恩典和真理。
Because in his through him, grace and truth will be passing out.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫恩典？什么叫真理啊？
Now what does the grace and truth mean?
我们用两个最简单的话，恩典就是他对我好。
Now let's just use the plain language. Grace is that he treat me nice.
什么叫真理？真理说他真诚待我。
Now, when we talk about truth, he said, he treat me with no lie, with truth.
弟兄姊妹们， 恩典和真理是从耶稣基督来的。
Well, we do know that grace and truth came through Jesus.
为什么这样说？
Now why?
因为在没有耶稣基督以前，没有人认识，没有人经历，没有人能够做见证说神对我有恩典，神对我有真理。
Because before Jesus' time, nobody can really witness to testify that God has grace to, for me.
因为世人都在律法的定罪底下。
Because all are under the condemnation of the law.
律法是由摩西来的。
Because law came by Moses.
刚才我们讲，这么伟大的一位摩西，他看见过神的同在，看见过神的烟云，但是他所传给以色列的百姓，却是一本律法。
You see, when we just mentioned Moses, such wonderful person who have seen God's glory, but what did he do? He can only receive this law to pass on to God's people.
前几天我遇见有一位姊妹，她是读法律的。
A few days ago, I met a sister who is a lawyer.
她也得了加州的律师的执照。
Who passed the bar here in California.
这位姊妹很了不起，她小学二年级来到美国。
She came over to the States when she's only in second grade.
但到现在她还可以替我们翻译，替我们讲台上翻译。
But even today, she can still do the pulpit interpretation.
她了不起，不光是会讲中文的。
Not only she knows the two languages so well.
你知道她回到台湾去读这个中国的六法全书。
She went back to Taiwan, and then she can study that wonderful.Classic, the
law book.
The very classic Chinese law book.
姊妹，有一件事情是不是这样？我就问她一些法律的问题。
So when we had a chance to eat together, and I asked her about something about the law.
你知道我们中间没有几个人喜欢去读法律书的，对不对？
No, we really don't really like to study the law.
因为读律法的书都告诉我们怎么样要定罪。
Because all it tells is.How to convict people.
我想我们读律法不像读圣经哈。
I believe if we study the law book, it's not like the Bible.
读圣经的时候，他说门徒听见这些事情就喜乐了。
Because in the Bible, it said all the disciples heard that and they are joyous.
他们听见保罗所讲的话就喜乐了。
When they heard what Paul says, and they're all so happy.
他们听见外邦人因信不需要遵循律法就得救，都喜乐了。
And they were so happy because they heard all the Gentiles they can be saved not through the law.
但是你去读读律法六法全书去看看。
But if you should study the law book.
那里说这样这样这样这样的应当怎样判刑，那样那样应当怎样判刑，怎么样判死刑，怎么判无期徒刑，怎么还判至少。
It tells you all this. If you did this, this is the punishment. You did this, this is the punishment.
啊，有些人不怕死，不怕无期徒刑，就怕罚钱。
And a lot of people does not really afraid of going to jail, but if you have a big fine, they're really scared.
弟兄姊妹，律法干什么的？
So what does the law do?
律法定我们的罪。
The law is for condemnation.
稀奇吧？神是有恩典、有真理的，但是我们所接受的律法却是定我们的罪。
Isn't it amazing that our God is full of grace and truth, but the thing we receive is law that will condemn us?
我想以色列人有这样的问题啊。
So I believe the Israeli people they really have this question in their mind.
因为在摩西的时候，当以色列人第一次犯罪，造了金牛犊，离开神之后。
Because in the very first time when the Israeli sinned and they built a golden calf and they left the Lord.
摩西是为他们求情代祷，说父神啊，如果你愿意，甚至你把我的名字从你生命身上涂抹，求你拯救这些百姓。
And Moses come and plead for the people and asking the Lord, now, Lord, if you will forgive them, even if you take my name away from the book of the, out of the book of life.
神说我不跟你打这个交道，不跟你这个，
And the Lord said, no deal.
他说但是我要向你显现要宣告我的名。
But he said, but I will appear before you and I shall proclaim my name.
你知道神宣告什么？
You know, what does the Lord proclaim?
他说我是有恩典有真理的神。
He said, I'm...
耶和华有恩典有怜悯不轻易发怒。
He said, I'm your Lord that is full of grace and full of grace and mercy and will not anger... Not quick to anger.
大家可以看出埃及记三十三章。
So if you want to refer to the Exodus chapter 33.
因此神就赦免了他的百姓，重新叫他们立约，重新用血来洁净这个约，重新让他们十条诫命放在以色列百姓中间。
And then once more, God cleansed his people and give them the law again one more time.
以色列百姓手中所接受的还是十条诫命。
But still, in God's people, in their hands, still the Ten Commandments.
第一次十条诫命，神可能出于恩典颁布给他们。
Maybe the very first time when the Lord give the Ten Commandments is through His grace.
因为那里第一条诫命就是说，除我以外，你们不可以有别神。
Because in the very first one, it said that thou shalt worship thou God, as the only God.
你知道以色列人在出埃及三十章里面讲了很大的口气，我们要侍奉耶和华，我们要跟随神的，我们不会走偏路的。
And you probably will remember in Exodus 30, all the people, they really boast, they say, oh, we will not depart from our God, we will obey your commandment.
第一次神颁布十条诫命的时候，他们可能觉得，他们是在摩西心中可能觉得他的百姓是配得这十条诫命的。
So maybe in Moses' heart, he does think that these people deserve to receive this Ten Commandments.
但是当以色列人犯罪第二次得到诫命的时候
，But after they sinned and when they received the Ten Commandments the second time,
一方面是出于神的恩典和怜悯
，Of course, it's through God's grace and mercy.
给他们再一次的机会
，Give them the second chance.
这个叫恩典
，That's called grace.
但是以色列人却常常被提醒他们是怎样犯罪、离开神、拜偶像的人。
But then the Israeli people was always reminded again that they are the one that committed adultery, they are the one that committed idol worshiping. So forever they live under the shadow of the law. Now through Moses that God gave out the law. And the Israeli people does not really understand what is grace. They understand that under the shadow of law, they cannot really understand God directly. Because all they say is, if you should obey all this law, you shall live. They don't know what kind of a God is this God that they worship.
哈利路亚！当耶稣基督道成肉身来到地上的时候，他们第一次有机会重新看见神的荣光。
But praise the Lord that when Jesus came down to this earth, that the people can once more see the glory of God.
他们重新有机会接受这个恩典和真理。
Once more, they have the chance to receive the grace and the truth.
神的慈爱，神的良善，借着耶稣基督再来到他们中间。
God's mercifulness and His goodness one more time come upon His people.
神的真实，神的同在，神对以色列人心意，他的旨意，都能够在真理里面再一次来到他们中间。
God's presence, God's truth and His will on His people once more came upon them.
所以他说恩典和真理是由耶稣基督来的。
So that we say that grace and truth came through Jesus.
耶稣基督来了以后，就把以色列人跟神当作断的弦跟他接上。
So that when Jesus came, He just mended that broken relationship.
弟兄姊妹们，刚才我们讲为什么神的荣耀离开以色列人。
Now we just mentioned why does the God's glory departed from the Israeli.
这个原则也跟所有的人不能认识神的荣耀一样。
This is the same principle that some of us does not understand God.
因为罪的缘故，叫我们与神隔离。
Because of sin that separated us from God.
有罪的人不能见神。
Because the sinner cannot really see God.
我们肉身中间见的神的结果是灭亡，是毁坏。
Because in our flesh, if we should see God, then the result will be destruction.
因为肉身的人不能承受神的荣耀。
Because the man of flesh cannot inherit that glory from the Lord.
以赛亚书里面叫我们看见先知以赛亚，他是一个圣洁的人。
Now in the book of Isaiah, we can see that this prophet, who is a very, very holy man.
但是当他在圣殿里面看见神的同在、神的荣耀的时候，他说：“祸哉，我灭亡了！我是嘴唇不洁的人，住在嘴唇不洁的民中间。”
Because when he is in the temple and when he sees God's glory, then immediately he say, "Woe to me that I shall behold His glory. I will die. I will surely die."
在这里，西奇，你看，这个天使在那里敬拜说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”
Because you can see that the angel in there was worshiping God by saying, "Holy, holy, holy."
以赛亚在那里说：“祸哉，祸哉，祸哉。”
And then, but the Isaiah say, "Woe, woe, woe."
为什么？因为有罪的人不能够看见神的荣耀。
Because a sinner, a man with a sinner cannot behold God's story.
弟兄姊妹们，让我这样说：我们这些人若是没有耶稣基督的话，没有一个人能够面对面看见神。
And by the same token, if we don't have Jesus Christ, we cannot see God.
这就是耶稣基督必须来到世界上的原因，好成全为我们的救恩。
That is exactly why Jesus has to come down to this earth to accomplish this great salvation.
耶稣基督是一个大的屏障。
Because Jesus is a great shield.
他能够叫我们遮盖掉神的愤怒。
And he can shield us from God's anger.
但是他又不像从前那些先知们是借着间接的方法对着神儿女说话。
But then he's not like those prophets that can speak to God's people indirectly.
我们看见耶稣基督就是看见神的儿子，就是看见了神。
Because when we see Jesus, we see the only begotten Son, and we see God.
因为他不是世人，他是神。
Because he is not like us, he is God.
道成肉身来到地上。
He is God become flesh, come to this earth.
充充满满有恩典有真理。
Filled with grace and truth.
他要把父神的荣耀显明出来。
And he shall show forth the glory of our Father.
弟兄姊妹们，这是何等稀奇神所做的一件大事。
Brothers and sisters, this is amazing thing that what the Lord did.
我们常常唱这首诗歌，圣哉圣哉圣哉中间，就是有一段说，有罪的人不能看见神。
A lot of times, we sing this hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. It tells us that a sinful man cannot see God.
但是感谢主，耶稣基督来到地上。
But praise the Lord, Jesus came down to this earth.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
恩典和真理由耶稣基督而来。
And he brought down grace and truth.
从来没有人见过神。
Nobody has seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他显明表明
出来。Only the only begotten Son of the Father's bosom. That he is full of grace and truth.
正是父独生子的荣光。
We beheld his glory.That is the glory of the only begotten Son.
弟兄姊妹们，在整本约翰福音里面记载耶稣基督的荣耀怎么样显明出来。
In the whole book, it was recorded how God's glory, how Jesus, the glory, shine forth through Jesus.
使徒约翰就照着他所看见的来见证他所见过的荣耀。
Then John, according to what he saw, then he witnessed this glory.
我们没有时间整个的读读约翰福音，随便挑几件事情。
Now, let's just pick up a few things.
你记不记得约翰福音第二章里面，当耶稣行神迹的时候，在迦南地把水变成酒这件事情
？Now, do you remember in chapter 2 that Jesus turned the water into wine in the wedding feast of Cana?
圣经里面特别记载说，这是他把他的荣耀显出来，这是他在迦南地所行的头一件事神迹，显出他的荣耀来。
He said, "This is the first time he showed his glory in through this first miracle."
哦，弟兄姊妹们，人看见他所行的神迹，看见这是。稀奇的事情。
And when people saw that miracle, they were just so amazed.
约翰说：“这是神的荣耀。”
Then, but John mentioned, "This is the glory."
最终约翰所记的事情，你就要明白他所说的父独生子的荣光。
Now, if you
是什么样的荣光
？If you could keep on tracing down the recording of John, then you will realize he's recording all this glory from the Son.
我们不能看见神，从来没有人面对面见过。
We cannot see God. Nobody have ever seen God.
老实说。在以色列百姓中间，他们虽然看见神同在的烟云，也没有见过神。
In the old time, the Israeli people they saw God's glory, but they did not see God.
但是神的儿子耶稣基督在世人中间行走，在世人中间出入来往，和世人一样的生活。
But then God's Son who walk among us, who's living among people.
弟兄姊妹，当你去读这些福音书的时候
，Then when you read about this the in the gospel,
我实在求你注意。在这个人身上所显出来父神的荣耀。
I beg you to notice, to pay attention to the glory that shine forth through this person, Jesus.
你就会真诚的俯伏敬拜说你是神的儿子。
Then you will really bow down and worship, saying that you are the Son of God.
好像彼得一样。
Just like Peter.
在路加福音里面记载，当他在那里打鱼的时候。
Just like recorded in the book of Luke, that when he's fishing.
他整夜劳力打不到什么。
And all.Laboring all night and cannot catch anything.
主耶稣说：“你在右边撒下去，撒网。”
Then Jesus said, "You cast your net onto your right side."
等到打了一网的鱼上来之后
，And then when that whole net was filled and pulled up,
你想彼得是不是很高兴啊？从前一夜打鱼都没有打到，现在一网都把所有鱼都捞上来了。
Do you think Peter would be very happy because all night he didn't get anything, but all of a sudden this one net?Was such a big reward.
一说谢谢你，你是真是伟大，你大有权柄，大有能力。
Did he say, "Oh, Jesus, thank you. You're so powerful. You're wonderful"?
没有，我们在圣经里面看见他做什么。
No. But instead, in the Bible, it's recorded.
他说，主啊，离开我。
But Lord, depart from me.
我是一个罪人啊。
Because I'm a sinner.
有一些事情在他里面发生了。
Because there's something happened inside.
而弟兄姊妹，我们说神的荣光就是这样大有能力，能够进到人心里面，震撼我们的里面。
Now the glory of God we're talking about here is something powerful and wonderful, and can really pierce us.
彼得为什么看见自己是罪人？
Now why does Peter's?Can see that he is a sinner.
我们不能没有不明白，圣经里面有记载。
We don't understand because it's not recorded.
但是我们可以猜想，我们可以想象。
But we can imagine. We can reason.
彼得是一个打鱼的老手。
He is an old hand. He's an expert in fishing.
他打了多少鱼都数不清楚。
How many fish he caught and this nobody could count.
那天整夜劳碌，他一定有许多理由为什么打不到鱼？可能潮流不对，可能时候不对，可能光线不对，什么时候他都知道。
The whole night he cannot catch anything. He must have a lot of reason. According to his judgment, maybe this is wrong, that is wrong.
但是耶稣来了。
But when Jesus came,
这一个人是木匠的儿子。
He is the son of a carpenter.
从来没有人知道他打过鱼。
Nobody knows whether he had been ever fishing before.
哦，也许我会想主耶稣跟我一样哈。
Maybe I think, oh, Jesus is probably just like me.
你知道我很喜欢钓鱼。
You know, I like fishing.
但我从来一条鱼都没有钓到过。
But I never caught anything.
所以可能他们彼得想，这个耶稣，他虽然能够教训许多的真理。
So this Peter might think, oh, this Jesus, oh, he's a great teacher, all right?
但是有一方面我比他强，他绝对不能跟我比的。
But this, in one aspect, I'm better than him. He can never catch is fishing.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有觉得主耶稣虽然是全能啊，但有一件事情非我莫办的，有没有这样事情
？Brothers and sisters, have you ever mentioned, "Oh yes, Jesus Almighty, all right"? But there's one thing I can do better.
弟兄姊妹，如果你心里说耶稣基督是全能的
，Brothers and sisters, if in your heart you think that Jesus is Almighty,
但是你却心里想有一件事情可能他不像我这样全能。
Yeah, maybe you in your deep down in your heart you think, "Oh, maybe that one thing that he's not as mighty as I."
那弟兄姊妹们，你就不把耶稣当作全能的。
Then you do not really recognize him as Almighty.
在你的生活中间，有没有这样一件事情
？Now in your life, is there a certain aspect just like that?
那你就跟彼得一样。
Then if so, you are just like Peter.
不过礼貌性的顺服神。
It's just out of a good manner. It's out of courtesy that you obey the Lord.
彼得怎么说啊
？What did Peter say?
彼得说。我们整夜劳力打不得什么。
Peter tells Jesus, "Oh, we've worked all day, all night, and we didn't get anything."
但依从你的话，我们就下网。
But oh, just to agree with you, be agreeable, or we'll cast down the net.
也许彼得心里在想，你看我把网撒下去了。
Maybe deep down in Peter's heart, he said, "Well, I'm just going to cast down this net."
都照着你意思做。
Or just like what you say.
等到我们把网收上来的时候。
When we get the net up.
也许彼得已经预备说了。
Maybe Peter already have this saying.
你看，我早就告诉你不要再下网吧。
He said maybe he already thought about this. See, now I told you there's no use.
但是当他打鱼上来的时候，大吃一惊。
But when he pulled up this net, he was so surprised.
弟兄姊妹们，耶稣基督把彼得心里的事情完全暴露出来。
Because Jesus exposed all exposed the inside of Peter.
就好像神能够暴露你里面所有一切的意念一样的情形。
Just like God can expose all your thoughts.
所以彼得在他的面前跪下来祷告说：“主啊，我是个罪人，离开我吧。”
That's why Peter just have to kneel down and pray, "Depart from me, because I'm a sinner."
弟兄姊妹们，这是神的荣耀。
This is God's glory.
你应当知道那一个荣耀，当神的指头指着你说话的时候。
You should know His glory when God's pointed His finger at you and speak to you.
今天早上，耶稣基督要指出你里面许多的黑暗。
This morning, the Lord will point out a lot of darkness in you.
你口中称他为主。
You confess Him to be the Lord in your mouth.
但在你心里面，并不是真正把他当作主。
But in your heart, you really do not recognize him as God.
你来敬拜他，不过是个礼貌性的敬拜。
You come to worship him, but because out of courtesy.
你来爱他，你在圣殿里面，在主的教会里面，不过是一种习惯性的聚集。
When you come to worship him, to love him, to serve him, it's but your habit.
我不相信你见过父神的荣光。
I don't believe you have seen the glory in this only begotten Son.
你知道你见到这个荣光的时候，你就要匍匐在他的面前。
Because if you should see this glory, you shall bow down and worship.
弟兄姊妹们，这是约翰所说恩典和真理的来历。
Now this is what John was describing, this grace and truth.
如果没有耶稣基督
，without Jesus，
上次我们说过，我们都活在黑暗中间。
Last time we mentioned, we shall all be in darkness.
有了耶稣基督，恩典和真理由他而来。
And when Jesus came, that grace and truth came by him.
他能显明我的真实的真实的情况。
And he can really reveal the truth in me.
他能够显明我里面一切的黑暗。
And he can reveal all the darkness in me.
而且他的恩典要遮盖我的软弱，叫我重新能够回头在神的面前。
Then his grace shall cover my weakness, so that I can stand before him.
我们不像回到律法那里受定罪，害怕在那里逃避律法。
No more we will be under the condemnation of the law.
哦，弟兄姊妹，我见到好些神的儿女。
I've seen many, many God's children.
你知道侍奉主的人很多时候遇见各式各样的神的儿女。
You see, as a minister, sometimes I come across a lot of different brothers and sisters.
有些时候，有些人被他的朋友请了到了教会里面来，他或者也称作基督徒。
Some was confessed to be Christian and was invited to the church by his friend.
常常我们去看望这些人时，我们就发现他在逃避神呢。
But a lot of time, then when we go visit them, they find out that they're actually trying to escape from the Lord.
因为我发现，当我们要去看他的时候，他有各种理由说不要我去看他。
Because when we want to visit them, then they have got all kinds of reasons to reject us.
为什么呢？
Now why?
我也不要他占他的便宜。
No, I didn't want to get anything out of him.
我也不愿意得到任何从他得的好处。
I did not expect to receive anything from him.
我又没有对他任何的仇恨。
And I have no qualm about anybody.
为什么要离开我？为什么逃避我呢？
Now why does he have to run away?
啊，他不是逃避我。
No, he's not running away.
逃避神的光。
He's not running away from me, but rather he's running away from the light of the Lord.
因为我把真理告诉你们，你们就恨我吗？这是主耶稣说的。
Jesus said, "Now, just because I tell you the truth that you hate me."
好些人就是这样子，他不愿意接受这个光。
So a lot of people they just don't want to receive this light.
恩典和真理是由耶稣基督来的。
But then for grace and truth came by Jesus.
你必须接受耶稣。
You have to receive Jesus.
你必须让耶稣在你心里做主。
You have to make him the Lord in your life.
恩典和真理才会在你的里面。
And then grace and truth will abide in you.
你才会看见真正的荣耀。
Then you can see the true glory.
神儿子独生子的荣光在你的里面看见。
Glory of the only begotten Son will be in you.
弟兄姊妹，我们说过，耶稣基督来到地上，他一方面在他行走的时候要彰显父神的荣耀。
So we mentioned here, not only signify God's glory on this earth.
他也借着这个荣耀吸引许多人跟随他，做了他的门徒。
And also through this glory that he attract many people to become his disciple.
但是他最终要为这些跟随人，为所有他所爱的。为所有的世人死在十字架上。
But eventually he would die for all those who follow him and even all the people of the whole world.
只有神的儿子，只有神的独生子，有资格、有权利来做这一件事情。
Only the begotten Son, only the only begotten Son has this privilege to accomplish this.
弟兄姊妹，我们跟随主，我们是接受了耶稣基督的十字架。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we follow the Lord, we receive this cross.
但是我希望我们更多受他的吸引，被他的荣耀所吸引，来跟随他，做他的门徒。
But even more, I beseech you to be attracted by this glory that we want to be his disciple.
哦，耶稣基督为我们成就何等大的救恩！
Because our Lord Jesus has accomplished such wonderful salvation for us.
神爱世人。甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
他怎么样把他的儿子赐给我们？
Now how does he give his only begotten Son?
他把他的命给了我们。
He gave us his life.
耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上面。
He died for us on the cross.
他肉身。担当了一些罪的刑罚和痛苦。
His flesh has suffered the punishment of sin.
他的魂受尽了在烈火中间、地狱中间的煎熬。
And then his soul was
suffering.
His soul has been through the suffering of the hellish fire.
甚至他的灵要忍受与父神分离的痛苦。
Even his spirit shall suffer the painful separation from the Father.
这一位为我们成全十字架救恩是谁呀？神的独生爱子。
Now who has done all these but his only begotten Son?
灵魂体受苦为了你和我。
His spirit, his soul, his body suffer because of you and me.
若是我能够讲到十字架的受苦，我的心真是被他的爱所移动感动。
Now, if I can remember the cross, then my heart was forever moved by His love.
我真是愿意有机会再讲耶稣基督的十字架。
Oh, I pray that I have another chance to talk about His cross.
作为对我自己的提醒。
To remind myself.
叫我不要离开主。
So that I will not depart from Him.
但弟兄姊妹们，我相信在座这位都听见过福音。
But I believe all of you here have heard about the gospel.
耶稣基督为你和为我死在十字架上面。
Now Jesus died for you and for me.
神的爱再次显明。
And God's love was revealed.
弟兄姊妹们，他是谁呀？
Now so who is he?
他是神的独生子。
He's the only begotten Son.
神所爱的。
Whom God loved.
神所喜悦的。
God's heart was delighted.
神除了这一位再没有其他的儿子。
This is the only one. There's no other son.
这一位是没有罪的。
He is sinless.
他来到地上的时候，彰显神的恩典和慈爱，把真理给我们。
He come to this earth, bring us grace and truth.
彰显神的荣耀。
Bring God's glory.
我们见到他的荣耀，说这正是神独生子的荣耀。
And we beheld his glory, and this is the glory from the only begotten son.
只有神有这个荣耀。
The Lord has it.
而这个荣耀照在我们心里面，成为我们的光。
And this glory shine upon in our earth, in our heart, become the light in our heart.
他是世上的光，他是世人的光。
He is the light of the world.
光照在黑暗里面，黑暗却不接受他。
The light shine in darkness, and darkness comprehended not.
但是那些接受他的人，凡接待他的人，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做神的儿女。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 12, for those who believe in him, even those who receive his name, he shall give him privilege, give this power to become children of God.
这的人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Because they are they was not born of the flesh of the human will, but from God.
叫我们也可以做神的儿子。
So that we can all become God, Son of God.
哦、oh, ，我们见过这位神独生子的荣光， oh, 我们就爱慕他，我们也愿意做神的儿女。
Now we've seen this glory, and we adore that, and we want to be the Son of God.
这是约翰要传给我们的信息。
This is the message from John.
这是约翰要为我们做的见证。
And this is the witness from John.
弟兄姊妹们，我们请求你接受这个见证，让耶稣基督住在你的心。
And I beseech you that you will receive this witness, so that Jesus Christ will dwell in you.
这是使徒约翰他所写的，这是使徒约翰所做的见证。
Now this is what was recorded by the apostle John, and also was witnessed by John the Baptist.
他们已经进到神的荣耀里面。
They have entered into God's glory.
多少人读了神的话语，看见圣经里面所记载，他们把他心打开，归向耶稣。
So many people read this and they opened their heart to receive the Lord.
让耶稣基督进到你的心里。
Let Jesus enter into your heart.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的朋友，在座你有没有？还没有哪一位没有接受耶稣基督。
For those of you today have not received the Lord,
我恳求你今天把你的心打开，让神儿子进到你的心里。
I beseech you to open your heart so that the Son of God can enter into your heart.
我今天早晨在这里求你把你的心打开，让耶稣基督的爱充满在你的里面。
I beg you this morning to open your heart so God's love can enter.
我求主让他的光照在你的里面，让你脱离黑暗。
I pray that the Lord will shine His light up in you, so that you will be away from the darkness.
我求主把他的真理启示在你的里面，叫你认识耶稣基督是谁。
I pray that God will reveal His truth in you, so that you can really recognize who Jesus is.
我求你让神的恩典充满在你的里面。
I pray that God's grace will fill you.
有弟兄姊妹们，你离开主，你知道你的心里面没有主的地位。
For those of you who departed from the Lord, and the Lord has
no light.
You have no light in Him.
今天你回到神的家中。
Today you come back to the household of the Lord.
我在神的爱里劝你把你的心打开。
And I pray that you will open your heart in God's love.
让你接受神的儿子。
so that you will receive God's Son. And His light shall shine in you. And His love shall fill you one more time. And cast your burden upon His shoulder.
他是恩典，是真理。
He is light and He is truth. And His glory shall shine upon you.
他要爱你,
and He shall love you. So that you can love Him.